السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of the Jumu'ah. May Allah Ta'ala grant you an apa afiyat. Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. And Allah Ta'ala grant us all ikhlas. Hadrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Saleem Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the wonderful day of Jumu'ah, Friday, Sayyidul Ayyam, the greatest day of the week, and it is the 26th of Shawwal, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 45, Suratul Jasiyah, and verse number 35. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed the non-Muslims who are sane and mature that today, the day of justice, we will abandon you and neglect you. كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. As you rejected the believing in this day, the day of justice, the day of reckoning, and therefore your resting place is the fire, the furnace and the hellfire. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. And there's none to help you. You know, on that day, I remember what Ilan Pape is a great historian as far as Israel goes. He says most of the Zionists don't believe in God. But if you ask them, how come you're stealing all these portions of Palestine? They say God gave it to us. Ilan Pape said, majority of the Zionists, 70-75%, don't believe in God. But they ask them that, how come you're stealing all these lands of the Palestinians? They say, no, God gave it to us. You see the haramis, the swines, the pigs they are. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them from their own sources. We should remember that. So today's lesson, so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, chapter 45, verse 35. So why will they land up in Jahannam and the hellfire and furnace and everlasting doom and gloom for them? Zalikum, demonstrative pronoun, that will be so. بِأَنَّكُمْ اتَّخَذْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا. Because you are the people that you made and you took the verses of Almighty Allah as a mockery. So how will you read it? ذَلِكُمْ بِأَنَّكُمْ اتَّخَذْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا. That will occur, you will end up in the hellfire. Because, بَاسَبَبِيَّا, because you were the same people who took and made the verses of Almighty Allah a mockery, and you ridiculed it, belittled it. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, or in chapter number 9, and verses 65, 66, what Almighty Allah teaches us. This verse is a very, very great verse, important verse for us as Muslims, because today majority of the Muslims treat Islam also as some part-time business, you know. So Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verses 65, 66, the chapter on repentance. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ. And if you ask them, these hypocrites, لَيَقُولُنَّ why you said this, why you did that, they will surely say, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْعَبُ, that we were just having fun and playing games and joking. قُلْ, tell them, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, Tell them, Ya Nabi Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abillahi wa ayatihi wa rasulihi. What? You see that Hamza there. You call it Hamza istifham. You call this alif, as you call alif, the proper terminology is Hamza. It's for interrogative, for questioning. What? You make a mockery of Almighty Allah. You make a mockery of the verses of Almighty Allah, the Quran Sharif, wa Rasulihi, and his verses, and his messenger, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kuntum tastahzi'un. Any person who knows the rudiments and basics of the Arabic language will tell you, Kuntum tastahzi'un. You continuously, you persist on this. You want to make a mockery of Islam, of Almighty Allah, the Messenger, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the verses, the Quran Sharif. So Almighty Allah's verdict, لا تأتذروا. Don't cite any excuses. But كفرتم. Indeed, you have become kuffar, non-Muslims. بعد إيمانكم. After you had iman. Remember, when every child is born, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, every person is born with that spark of iman. كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. So they are born on the natural disposition with the spark of iman, faith and conviction. Then when he grows up in that sordid society and community, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ, then his parents, the society, the community, they make him a Jew or a Christian, or they make him a fire worshipper and Zoroastrian. So that hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So this is making a mockery of Islam and the Quran Sharif. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And this worldly life has deluded you, has deceived you. You thought this is the Alpha and the Omega. Study the word dunya. Dunya in Arabic means something very, very low, something wretched, something miserable, that has no value in the eyes of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore mentioned in various places in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. This worldly life is nothing, magar dhoka ka saman hai. It is the provision, the goods of deception. And you see our beauty, our health, our wealth is all temporary, and then everything disappears. So every day we see it, people are millionaires and then they become paupers. You see America now, that they're facing big difficulty. Trump is a loser, and remember, big harami. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This worldly life is nothing, but it is the goods of deception. And this is chapter 3, verse 185. The word mata', غُرُور, means deception. Imam Ismail Rahimahullah, the grammarian linguist par excellence, he explained to us. He said, I went out on the periphery outskirts to understand three words of the Quran Sharif. When I went out to the periphery, I heard a discussion between mother and daughter. Mother asked the daughter, Ain al mata? Where is the mata? So that was one of the words he wanted to know. So she, the daughter, replied and said, Ja'ar Raqib. Today you're supposed to be reading Surah Kahf. Ashab al-Kahfi wal-Raqib. So that was the second word he wanted. She said, the daughter, to her beloved mother, Ja'ar Raqib. The Raqib came. And then what happened? Watabarak al-Jabal. And then it went there on Mount Everest. Mount, you understand, Retable Mountain. And Mount Kilimanjaro and so forth. So mata'. Now if I go to my kitchen here, so upstairs, downstairs, wherever, so you will find there's a lappy, there's a dirty rag there. It has no value. Whether it's there or not value, nobody bothers about it. So that is mata'. So that is Imam Ismail understood now. That dirty rag, that dirty material, that dirty fabric, no value. So that is the dunya. Raqib, a white dog with black dots on it, marks on it, you see. So that is Raqib. Watabarakal Jabal. Ulama students write it down. Qissatul Isma'i regarding these kalimats. Ayn al-mata? So mother asked, daughter answered, Jar Raqib, wa tabarak al-jabal, and wa akhad al-mata, and the Raqib came and took the mata and ran away. Tabarak al-jabal went higher, 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 higher in the mountain, till it reached the summit and apex of the mountain. So here we see, when we say Barakallah, today is your nikah. Between 10 and 10:30, we have announcements today for nikah. So send in all your nikah announcements. So inshallah, Mu'azahid Khan will announce it. Then Allah give you barakah. Allah will elevate you, elevate you. So see what Quran says. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, and the dunya has deluded and deceived them. فَالْيَوْمْ, today, hence today, the day of justice. لَا يُخْرَجُونَ مِنْهَا, nor will they be removed from there, from the furnace. They will stay in eternal doom and gloom. And every time you must remember, their skin burns. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. Chapter number 4, verse number 56. You know skin grafting. So one time the body burns, the skin burns, automatically replaced. وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. What is the meaning, وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ? They will not be given another opportunity to try and please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. End of the story. The referee, for to resonate with you, just an easy example. The referee blew the whistle and now you go score goals. What it means? Nothing. So your death came and now you say, I'll do this, I do that. It means nothing. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 26th of Shawwal, 1446, the Mubarak, honorable, blessed day of Jumu'ah, Friday. Day number 567 of the Israeli Jutlas, Haramis, pigs. Their war there against Gaza and Hamas and the Palestinians. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Yesterday, 5 Jutlas dispatched to Jahannam, 13 of them injured. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Our Hamas, Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyya, our Islamic resistance movement is still fighting on. The mayor of northern Israel arrested for rape. It is alleged that he was busy sexually assaulting many women, several women. They can't look after their own rifles, these haramis. What are they going to do? Gaza aid workers, the Haaretz, right? Israel kept on firing for 3 minutes indiscriminately. So they're guilty of war crimes and they're guilty of murder and execution. No aid for Gaza till now. No food, no water, no medication. So this is the Western world, the democracies and so forth and so on. Whole lot haramis. Europe harami, NATO harami, America biggest harami. And Israel admits now they killed the United Nations worker. Initially, they denied it and say, but now they admitted it. And when they were caught with their pants down, then they say, no, it's a mistake. You made mistake murdering 250,000 people, you haramis. Ben Gray in America at Yale University humiliated, disgraced. They pelted him with water bottles. Let me give you some statistics. 70% of the youth in America are supporting Hamas in Palestine. You heard that, Zionist, Jutla, Jutli, Harami, you swines? 70% plus Americans are supporting, you must remember, Hamas. They're supporting Palestine. And today, your Haaretz newspaper, I just read it now before the program, and what they said. They said 3/4 of the Jews do not approve, they disapprove of the performance of Trump, you see. So Trump is a hated person locally, nationally, internationally. Japan fixed him up, China fixed him up, they dumped their dollars and de-dollarization is taking place. So what does Trump do? Trump is criticizing the IMF and the Western and the World Bank, you see that. and the World Bank, but he'll never criticize himself and say, me, I, Donald the Duck Trump, I'm a donkey and an idiot, as my mother told me when I was young. You see, Trump is going there to Saudi Arabia, and they worship America and Trump, MBS and company, the Murtad Khabi Shaitan. So you must remember that. So Trump is going to offer him $100 billion arms, and he will sign up because donkey, you see, half the arms they can't even use. They can't even beat Yemen and so forth. So that is Al-Khabithatu Lil-Khabithin. So Israel is using the latest planes and bombs and all that to kill the maximum amount of people in Gaza and civilians. So remember, India expels the Pakistani diplomats, and there is war of words going on both ways, India, Pakistan. Pakistan says we're ready with our planes, and if you cut off our water, it will be an act of war. They know if the war has to take place, Pakistan will beat India, and there'll be huge, huge damage for India. So it is just saber rattling at the moment. Remember that Israel, Netanyahu, the war criminal, and them are trying to bribe the Palestinians. We will give you $5,000, $10,000 each, and you can go resettle there in Malaysia or France, and thereafter you have to renounce and give up your rights of Palestine and so forth. Nobody is taking it up. We will take you on, your jutlas, haramis, and kick you out. And therefore, that Israel is saying that, oh, Trump, help us, that the brain drain is continuing. Our academia, intelligentsia are leaving Israel. And he, Trump, Haaretz newspaper, not Trump, that he, Netanyahu, the harami, he lied to Macron regarding the annexation. You see, he's the serial liar, remember that, but always getting exposed and so forth. Pakistan says that this whole attack in Kashmir was orchestrated. Some Hindu guys did it, and they just want to blame Pakistan and the Muslims, and they rounded up thousands of Muslims there in Kashmir and so forth. So that is what Pakistan says. Listen to this, you Salafis, who have sold your soul to the devil. So today in Saudi Arabia, for the next 5 days, the musical show starts for 5 days, starting today on Friday, the Mubarak day. Women, free entry, so they can shake their backsides and their buttocks there, as Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. The time will come there in the Arab Peninsula when the women will be gyrating, they'll be shaking their backsides and their buttocks. This is your MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. Speak now, you Salafis. All this happening in the Riyadh music show. Man shakka fi kufrihi fa wa kafirun. That is my fatwa. You can quote it anywhere, you must remember. Spain will not buy any ammunition from Israel. They got ghairat, at least. They got some shame. $7.5 million. They said, go to hell, Israel. Two American military investigated for rape in Japan. You see, America, Israel, they can't look after their own rifle, just rape and so forth and so on. Imagine, Mama Salim, you studied in Pakistan, I studied there. Pakistan is sending an astronaut to space, but not from Pakistan, in conjunction with China. One guy's name will be Ching 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 Chong, the other guy's name Ling Ling Ding Dong. And then the Pakistani will be there with, yes, Paza, you see. But China is helping Pakistan a lot, so that's good. So Pakistan closes the airspace for India. And the Abrahamic Accord, Trump is trumpeting away. Then when I go to Saudi, Qatar, and United Arab Emirates, all my puppets, I will increase more and more. I'll tell Saudi, you must join. I'll tell Qatar, you must join. We'll tell Syria, you must join. And some of these donkeys, they will join. Egypt is demolishing old mosque and old graveyard. The Pharaoh is there, Sisi, another Murtad Harami. 40 Tunisians arrested, Kangaroo Court. There's another Murtad there, Qais Saeed. If somebody puts a bullet through him, they'll get great reward also. Ethiopia, currently more than 10 million people malnourished, on the verge of famine, very bad conditions. South Africa, Trump speaks to Cyril. Trump speaks to Cyril. You know why? Because Zelensky was coming to South Africa. So Zelensky landed and he met, you understand, Cyril. They discussed, but Putin is not a joker. He's a Trump card. So he sent his missiles, and then Zelensky had to curtail his trip to South Africa and return there. Trump is a master. Trump is a harami. Putin is the Trump card. Remember that. I like him. Who? Putin, you must remember. Not because he's a man of justice, a big harami, but he harms America. He harms Israel. So anybody does that, we will support them. South Africa scraps the VAT hikes. Another shame and ache on the face of the ANC. Whether we like it or not, it was a great victory for the DA and the EFF. Remember that. Load shedding stage 2 has started again yesterday, last night, you must remember. Yesterday, I sent to you some numbers and places, you might be wondering. So, Bhabai Abdul Samad Chauhan of Durban, Ispingo Beach, sent it to me. Allah Ta'ala reward him, Jazahullahu Khairan. From 1966 to 2025, the history of Ijtimaz, and you will see USA and all that, where he went and he helped them how to set up the Ijtima and so forth. The Muslim woman is out. I picked up my copy yesterday. Allah reward our mothers, sisters, mashallah. I exhort all of you, try and procure a copy. 25 rand. So you won't die if you spend 25 rand, you know. So wonderful articles there, especially going for Hajj and Q&A and other topics there, mashallah. Today, remember that nikah announcements 10 to 10:30. Send in your nikah announcements now. There, Junaid Mota is waiting. 084-786-3132. Today's Jummah Khutbah, 11:20 South African time, Saudi time 12:20. Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, remember, he will deliver it. I will be, inshallah, in Masjid Ibrahim. The Ibrahim Ghur, he's the main guy there, mashallah. And 12:25 Azan, 12:30 will be the lecture. Our lawyers program tonight, Legal Eagle, Brother Suleiman Esop, with the attorney Nadeem Muhammad, and they're discussing Hamas. So wonderful programs to come. So let's fire up, Ma Salim. We have 10-15 minutes, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, what can a mother read if her child is affected with nazar?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All of you, your children are not feeling well. Every day, every week, they are sick and so forth. The doctors don't know what to do. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna la'ayna haqqun. Authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif. The evil eye is the truth. So what must you do, O mother, father? Read Surah Fatiha, blow on your child 7 times. Read Ayatul Kursi abundantly, and AK 255. AK Ayatul Kursi, verse 255 of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2. Read the 4 quls, Qul Ya Kafirun, Qul Huwallah, Qul A'udhu Bil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bin Nas. Read the dua mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Kitabul Anbiya, the chapter on the prophets and messengers. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi wa sallam read for his 2 sons when they were very young. And I read for Hassanain, I Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read for Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, when they were very young. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma min kulli shaitanin wa hamma wa min kulli aynin lamma. Every parent, every Muslim should learn this dua. Very powerful. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For both the Quran says, Uswatun hasana, perfect role models. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma. I seek the protection of Allah through His complete words. Min kulli shaitan in wahamma, from every Satan, and that is among the human being and the jinn. Wahamma, and everything that dangerous and poisonous. Wa min kulli aynin lamma, and every evil eye. You see, read that, give out charity for your flowers, and read chapter 46, Surah Ahqaf, beginning of the 26th Supara, 26 Jude, verse 15. It's a small portion, the ayat is long. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Ya Allah, bring about reform, goodness, and piety among my children and progeny. We also make dua for you and your children. Ji.
Mufti Saab, is it normal for an imam to make mistakes in salah due to him being new in the community? Mustafa, the imam basically forgets, so he mixes other ayats of the Quran.
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And the Master alayhi salatu salam made mistake in Zuhur Salat after two rakats made salam, and then Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what happened? Did you forget? Then the Master alayhi salam said, Innama ansa kama tansoon. Even I forget sometimes. So remember that only Almighty Allah never ever forgets. Wa ma kana rabbuka nasiya. So mistake can happen, and maybe this imam is new, so he's got nerves, you know. So you, the trustees and so forth, go give him some confidence and tell him, Imam Sheikh, that prepare properly and give out charity daily before you make imamat, and at 1 rand, 2 rand per day, 5 rand, 5 rand, 1 rand for every salat, and your Jummah lectures and so forth. So make dua, and inshaAllah that you read, Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yasilli amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. So he's lacking confidence also, and lacking experience also, but mistakes can happen. That is something normal. And remember, there's no person in the world who does not make mistakes and commit sins today. Every person who's sane and mature, we commit mistakes and we commit sins also.
Mufti Saab, how many times does a woman have to breastfeed another woman's child to establish a relationship?
Remember, when one studies the Quran Sharif, Surah 4, Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 23, وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمُ اللَّاتِي أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ. If my wife, my sister, my mother is breastfeeding another lady's baby, son or daughter, 6 months old, 1 year old, so if they're my mother, my daughter, whatever, so is breastfeeding that lady's daughter, son, who was very small, very young, and 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 1 year old, so even if they just breastfed them once, remember the Malikis and Hanafis say that that lady who's breastfeeding becomes the foster mother. Why? The Quran Sharif says, "Wa ummahatukum allati arda'nakum," and your mothers that breastfed you, so meaning foster mothers. So it shows Allah did not mention. So Allah mentioned it bighayri quyudin wa bighayri shurut. No conditions and prerequisites are mentioned. However, the hadith in Sharif, in Bukhari Sharif, is mentioned khamsu radaatin, 5 different occasions she, the lady, must breastfeed the baby, and then she will be classified as the foster mother. So that is the verdict of the Hanbalis and the Shafi'is. So Shafi'is, Hanbalis, the lady who is the foster mother must now breastfeed the foster child 5 times minimum, then she will be classified as the murdi'ah, as the foster mother. Hanafi's, Maliki's, qaliluhu wa kathiru sawa. You breastfeed even once, or you breastfeed 10 times, 5 times, all the time you will be considered as the foster mother, provided that the baby is less than 2 lunar years old, then you will be classified as the foster mother.
Mufti Saab, what happens if a husband mistakenly drinks his wife's milk?
Subhanallah, you must tell him, bye, downstairs is for you, upstairs is for the child. What you doing there and this type of things there, you see? So he's getting hot, drinking there in the wrong places. Anyway, it's haram to do that, but the nikah is valid, make tawbah, and you, the wife, you must tell him, yeah, hey, this is for the child and baby, is not for you. So you must teach him all that, you see? Sometimes the husband's very hungry, very thirsty also.
Mufti Saab, if one travels to another city on Thursday, does he have to go for Jummah Salah on Friday, or is he exempt because he is a traveler?
Take the easy example we give, which resonates with our people. Yesterday from Durban, Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, yeah, there, Pretoria, wherever, Johannesburg, people went to Kruger Park, to Komatipoort, and they stay in Sulus. Sulus is my connections, you know. That apartments there, self-catering and what and what and all. Then today, Friday, they went to Kruger Park. Now you got one Spaza Molvi, there pseudo Molvi. He says, no man, we all Musafir and so forth and so on. So we don't have to go for Jummah Salat. But if you look at it from the Kruger Park to White River or to Komatipoort or to the other places nearby there, Malalan and all that, it's so near. So we must not look for loopholes and say that no, I will not go for Jummah Salat. People who keep on looking for loopholes, then you become just like the Jutlas. And the Jutlas, Haramis, Allah curse them. See what Quran says. Chapter 7, verse 166. When they made a mockery of the Sabbath, the Saturday, فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. We made them and transferred them a metamorphosis and made them into horrible, despicable monkeys. That is chapter 7, verse 166. Chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. We made them into monkeys and into swines and pigs we made them. You can see the pig mentality in them. So you must remember that. So we will not encourage that. We will say, as a true Muslim, nearby 10, 20, 30 kilos in that radius, you will find a masjid. So if you read your Musafir Salat there at Kruger Park and so forth, because you're a Musafir, permissible. But does that behove you as a Muslim when there are so many masajid in the radius of 15, 20, 25, 30 kilos? No, it don't behove you. So we should look at the maximum optimum reward we can obtain and attain, my brother. Don't look for loopholes.
Mufti Saab, if someone is getting married to a non-Muslim girl, but she's accepting Islam, can a non-Muslim stand as a witness?
Definitely not. The witnesses must be Muslim. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La nikaha illa bi waliyin. Nikah is not valid without a wali. This is what is written in certain books and written in certain places, that the secret nikah is permissible. It's not permissible. People must construe even the Hanafi school. You must remember that. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, the nikah is null and void. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimullah wrote in Imdadul Muftin, page 551, Agar Hanafi larki ho, aqila baligha ho, aur baghair walid sahab ki ijazat se nikah ki, to agar ghair kuf mein ki, to wo nikah batil hai. I gave you the author, the book and the page. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib passed away on 10th of Shawwal, 1976. We met him several times, one of the greatest ulama and jurors and scholars and muftis in Indo-Pak, and page 55-51. So if you got married without the permission of your parents, your father especially, and you bring in disgrace, there is no suitability, kuf, and that nikah is null and void. So remember, we should understand the Hanafi Mazhab, not what you are saying, that it's just permissible. That's wrong, that, remember that. So anyway, la nikaha illa bi waliyin, la nikaha illa bi shuhudin. Go open Mishkat Musnad Ahmad on. So you must have Muslim witnesses. The wali, the person who's handing over his daughter, sister, niece, so must be Muslim. Non-Muslim cannot be the wali and cannot be the witness. And if she embraced Islam before the nikah, so who will be her wali? The imam, the sheikh, the presiding officer, he who is performing the nikah, he will become the wali and say, I'm handing over this lady to you, and this is the mahar, and these are the witnesses, and so forth and so on.
So I will take the last question. My father has paid for me to go for Hajj. I have been paying off debt which I incurred last year and almost completely paid it off. My salary I get at the end of June should get me completely out of debt. During Hajj, I still have some debt. Can this debt affect the validity of my Hajj?
MashaAllah, my brother, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala answered your question. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us advice. So now you are the guest of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Quran Kareem states, this is what I mean, Almighty Allah is giving you advice. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. You go and perform and complete. Last night, one connection of mine, family member of mine, contacted me, said, I'm leaving today. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going for Umrah. I said, you sure you got proper visa, everything? He says that I got my nusuk, I got everything. So inshallah, I'm going, everything is fine, inshallah. I said, very good. As long as you sure you know what you are doing, then no problem. So my brother, you're going for Hajj, inshallah, with your wife or whoever. So check your niyat and intention. Quran Kareem teaches us perfectly complete your Umrah, your Hajj, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 2, verse number 196. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith, Abu Dawood, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad. Man arad al hajj fal yata'ajjal. Whoever made intention of Hajj, you must make haste. Do not procrastinate and defer it and delay it. 2. 3, you are not defaulting on your payment. You are paying your creditors, so remember it will not impact negatively on your Hajj. And there, keep some $100, $50, whatever, 100 riyals, 500, and spend on the Hujjaj, the days of Hajj. Go give somebody water, give somebody fruit, give somebody tea. You will see how much dua they will make for you. And that are the qualities of the Hujjaj. 3 qualities. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, ifsha'u salam, make salam. Men to the men and woman to the woman. One South African 20 years ago, 25 years ago, he said, I'm making lot of salam to the woman. I asked him why. He said, they got so much noor. I said, you only saw the noor in the ladies. You never saw the noor in the men. So that is haram business, remember that. So make salam to everybody, women to women and men to the men. Second one, it'amu ta'am, to feed the people. They're the guest of Allah. Just see how much dua they will give you. And third quality, layinul kalam. Somebody is sitting upside down the ihram. You know Imam Simon of Cape Town, Hanover Park, one day I told him, Imam, komprat biki, so come give our hadith. He say, may butas, you got ihram on. You must remember you are in a miniskirt. So you see, give good example actually. So we all laughed, you know. So you must sit properly. Now you see the guy, his bioscope is open, everything is open. You start swearing him and also is wrong there. Speak to him nicely, politely. Layyinul kalam. So imbibe and inculcate these qualities. Allah Jalla Wala accept the Hajj Umrah, Ziyarat Madina, Ziyarat Aqsa. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.